Welcome to the Data Strategy Show. 66 questions, data leaders unplugged. This is season two. Thank you so much for tuning in. My guest today is Vanessa Erickson. Vanessa is a pioneer and a leading edge data practitioner with several years of experience in data strategies, including data security, compliance, and innovation. Previously, she served as the chair of PwC's CDO Advisory Board and on Gartner's North America and EMEA Data and CDO Advisory Boards. An active voice in the data and analytics community, Vanessa has spoken at numerous conferences, has been featured in several publications, including being invited as a guest speaker at Gartner's CDO panel in London. She is currently nominated to the top 100 in data, analytics, and AI in the Nordics. She's currently the Chief Digital Officer at Zendyact. Vanessa leads the organization in managing petabytes of data as an asset, protecting its critical systems and sensitive information from cyber attacks, while simultaneously leading the IT backbone in pursuing autonomous driving. And she's also currently a member of the board at Fidesmo. She's a mother of three daughters, and Vanessa feels very strongly about encouraging girls in tech and has, since 2017, effectively launched GIT, Girls in Tech, events in Sweden in collaboration with four international organizations to promote her cause. Women in leadership and gender diversity are topics that are extremely close to her. Well, look, thank you for tuning in. As I said, don't forget, please do share and like and comment and just tell the world about this fantastic series. Here she is, Vanessa Erickson, Unplugged. Hey, Vanessa, it's great to see you. Thank you for coming on to 66 Questions, Data Leaders Unplugged. I've got a title for it, which is great. So, Vanessa, this is all about you. It's not about me. You are the Chief Digital Officer at Zendyact, right?
Yes.
Yeah, great. And listen, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and there's 66 of them, as I said, and let's go. So, Vanessa, how do you start your day?
A cup of coffee and a chat with a guy on top.
Oh, the guy on top. Should I ask who that is?
Yeah, you can ask. It starts with J, Jesus.
I see.
My day with him.
Okay, cool. All right. And what do you guys have? You chat about what's going to happen in your day and where it's going?
I always start with saying thank you. Thank you, because I'm awake.
Yes.
I'm here to face another day.
Awesome.
And, you know, I basically ask him, can he help me carry my bag for the day?
Yep.
Whatever's going to come. Mm-hmm. And that is really heavy and I can't carry. Will he carry it for me?
Yeah. Fantastic. Brilliant. So listen, what's your biggest weakness?
I thought about that. My biggest weakness. It's Skipper. Skipper from Madagascar.
Oh, really?
I love the guy, you know, I can't stop watching it. And then it's so old, they go, Skipper. Yeah.
Fantastic. No, great movies. And I tell you, I've watched so many with my daughter, but they're so much fun. But listen, based on that, what's your biggest strength then? And don't say Skipper.
No, it's not Skipper. It is, my strength is my resilience. I just heard that and I've dwelt on that. I think that's my strength because, Samir, you're working in the data field yourself. And you know, we get punched down so many times.
Sure.
Every time somebody doesn't get what we're trying to drive, you get, you got to go build your energy, come back into the playing field again.
Yeah.
And I think that's my biggest, because you allow yourself to get wounded, you know, but then also dust it off and get back into it.
Yeah, yeah. Great. And I guess the resilience and the vulnerability, you know, come together in that sense, which is perfect. So what's your favorite time of day, I should say? Not what's your perfect time of day?
Actually, I think it's in the morning. I'm a morning person.
You are? Because like me?
And my chats, yes, I'm off to the gym.
Okay. Yes, unlike me.
Yeah. It's the energy boost. Get you through the rest of the day.
Get you started for your day. What makes you angry?
Not getting my way. I hate to say that. I know.
Wow. Look at that.
You know,
I better not get on the bad side of you.
No, it's just, you know, what you're driving, you've got your ambition, you've got your goal, you know what you're going to achieve. And every roadblock is like, how do I get past it? Mm-hmm. So the initial irritation, anger, but it also gives you the energy to keep going.
Mm-hmm. And do you let go as well sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. Because you also, the older you get, you know that not all fights are worth it.
Yeah.
Some you just need to back off and take mm-hmm. them at a later time.
Oh, there we go. The revenge is best done much later. What's your best trait, would you say?
I think it's my enthusiasm.
Okay, good. Yeah. And it certainly shows when we're speaking to each other. What are you most excited about these days?
Just yesterday, we had, the employee pulse in the organization. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my team was...
Yeah. Off the charts, it sounds like it.
So, that got me so excited. I think when I see that my team, our employees are happy, that gives me energy too. And it really makes me, even if you're having a shitty day, something like that can just get you zoom all the way up again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, what's the best compliment you've ever received?
I had a woman tell me I got balls.
You got balls, okay. I like that. I was kind of like, oh, okay.
Oh, no. And I said, you know what?
That's true. You have, yeah. Yeah. Good for you. When are you the most inspired?
I think when I see people have really struggled mm-hmm. and they get what they want, they don't stop, they drive at it. That really inspires me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the resilience and the that sort of factor as well. So what makes you smile the most?
It doesn't take much.
No.
I'm happy about it. I'm basically an enthusiastic and happy
person. Wonderful. Yes. Wow, good for you. That's a great trait for lots of people to have. What's the one thing people don't know about you, Vanessa?
That I'm a useless painter. But I love to paint.
And what kind of painting do you do?
I just joined the class.
Okay.
Because I really find that it, at the end of the day, it calms me down.
Okay.
So I'm doing these stills or just playing with paint and trying to get formations. But I love that. I love it. And I'm so useless because I was asked to step back and see what the painting is saying to me. And the painting was saying nothing to me.
Did they ask anybody else?
And I was so embarrassed. But I said, what the heck? I'm just here to, because I love doing it. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. What makes you feel the most like yourself?
Most like myself? That's a hard one. I don't know, Samir.
Okay, that's cool. You don't have an answer for everything.
No.
We're only human.
Yes.
What are the three things you can't live without?
My kids.
Okay. How many?
Three of them.
Three. I can only do one, but three is a lot.
I've got three daughters.
Oh, fantastic. They keep you on your toes.
They do, indeed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My husband. And my dogs.
Good. So family life.
Family life.
Yeah, yeah. And walking in the fields with the dogs.
Yes.
What's the last show? What's your current TV character obsession?
It would be Skipper.
Oh, Skipper! Of course it is. Yeah.
I'm into watching Madagascar.
Really? Is that an everyday thing? Wow. Okay, so
it's when
so,
I need a good laugh,
Oh, I see. Okay, so to perk you up. So, what's the last show? So, do you ever binge watch?
Yesterday, last day.
Really? You watch one last?
And I said, come on, Noodles and Skipper.
Oh my goodness! Well, we'll. So, what's the most adventurous thing you've done in your life?
I have sat in a sauna and then rolled naked in the snow.
Aha! Because you live in Sweden, right?
Yes.
And you guys do that kind of stuff.
I'm Indian. Somewhere,
yes. Yes.
And we don't get to roll naked in the snow in India.
No.
No.
No. You don't get to roll naked in the snow anywhere in India, even in the Himalayas. Wow. So how did that feel?
I couldn't feel my bum.
Right. Okay. So listen, after that, you couldn't feel your bum. How would you define yourself in three words?
Ambitious, mm-hmm. energetic, mm-hmm. And enthusiastic.
Fantastic. Enthusiastic. Yeah. What's your most overused phrase? Apart from skipper.
Skipper, yeah. go get it.
Go get it. Okay. And what's inspiring you in life right now?
I have this fantastic CEO, mm-hmm. Yad Anderson. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, she inspires me.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yes, because I think she's also, a woman, a CEO. She's got this, fantastic knowledge of software technology. I mean, somebody that I really just, that inspires me.
Mm. Brilliant. And what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
To keep it simple, to keep it, because as a data professional, I tend to think that everybody's on the same page with me. Mm-hmm. And especially sometimes, talking to engineers who are also very intelligent, but not necessarily on the same level for data as we are.
Sure, sure.
The advice is just break it down, Vanessa, come down to their level because mm-hmm. you need to get your, sometimes you just, you're so full of it, you forget that not everybody is there with you.
I love it. You're so full of it. What's your pet peeve?
Don't know.
No? Do you remember the moment your career completely changed?
Yes.
When was it?
I remember the date. I don't know.
It was tell me.
August. I remember. So that's when, I was going to go to the management at Telia to have this whole data governance way mm-hmm. back when. Mm-hmm. Anchored. It was the 31st of August. I was in a taxi getting my whole speech in my head. Uh-huh. And I remember that so well because I had to go in and sell it to them.
Yeah.
To both the CEO, the CFO, get his sponsorship. And yes, because when I left that meeting, it was, yes.
You've got it.
Yes.
Done. Fantastic.
I really when it changed.
And you know the date. That's amazing. What makes you feel accomplished?
Getting things off the ground. Mm-hmm. You don't really have to, you don't have to get to your goal and feel it. I think just for me, it's just getting off.
Starting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Getting it going because things might happen. Things mm-hmm. will change. Mm-hmm. But as long as you are on your way is what it's, you're already halfway there.
Mm, mm. And what would you say is your biggest regret?
I don't really. I think about this sometime.
Yeah.
I do not regret so many things because I think that that's where I am with mm-hmm. all my mistakes and everything. That's where it's got me today. Mm-hmm. So what's to feel sorry or what's to regret about?
Just
keep going.
Keep going and don't look back. Great. I love that. Well, apart from Skipper, what makes you happy?
I have a little doggy here with me. Uh-huh. He's a Maltese. Uh-huh. His name is Morris.
Mm-hmm. What a great name. Why Morris?
The brand, the clothing line, Morris?
No.
Okay, there's a brand.
Okay.
Clothing line, and uh-huh. my daughter thought that because mum's buying a lot of clothes from Morris. Mom, you should name him Morris.
So the Maltese is called Morris. ML. Yes. Perfect. What's heavily played on your music playlist right now?
It's everything from Michael Bublé. Mm-hmm. I'm still very much an old timer.
Okay.
Soft music like that.
Yeah.
I actually like a lot of Spanish music. I don't understand a word of what they're saying, but it's
But it's the rhythms and stuff.
It's the melody.
Yeah.
I like.
Mm-hmm. What three things are on the top of your bucket list?
There's so many, Samir.
Three.
Oh, okay.
pressure.
I want to go to the Caribbean.
Okay.
I want to travel. I want to have a big party next year because it's my 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
I want to take him down and I want him to renew our vows again.
Yeah, amazing.
I'm going to be 50, so I have a big party plan. So three things there.
Superb, amazing. What's your guilty pleasure?
When I'm painting, I didn't have a glass of something at the side of me.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yes. Is that why the painting doesn't emerge as anything? What book did you most recently finish?
It's been a while. No, okay.
It's
mostly, McKinsey, it's Harvard, and most recently, The Economist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more papers that I'm reading.
And magazines and so on. Great. Yep. If you could go back in time, what would you tell your 16-year-old self?
You did it, Vanessa. You really went for it and you did it because that's what I would.
That's what you're there and you're there. If you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be?
Mother Teresa.
Yeah. And what would you do?
Easy, right?
What would you do?
I saw a picture of her recently, just sitting down, with her sari and everything, sitting down at the end of the church or something. And I thought, wow, Vanessa, would you ever get there? And it's like, what a challenge, mm-hmm. You don't want to be the star, but could you actually become so humble and sit mm-hmm. down in a corner on the floor?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. That's something to aim for, right?
Yeah.
What's the one thing you've always wanted to try, but you've been too scared to do?
Diving.
Okay. Just fear of water or?
Yeah, yes.
Depths of water?
My feet have to touch the ground.
Ah.
So, I'm one of these people that have this phobia. I'm going to drown if I don't.
You bet. You'll be in the Caribbean when you get there, so you're going to have to experience.
I said I'm going to be on the boat with my.
I see. Doing a painting with a glass of something. What's the most ridiculous fact that you know?
I pass.
Okay, if you could resurrect one person from history, and put them in the world today, who would it be?
I think Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because, I do. I read a lot the gospel and the Bible. And I think that, wow, if you were here today, back again, maybe we wouldn't be, all this fighting and the conflicts and everything. And then we'd have peace. Peace.
Oh, well.
Each one of us.
Mm. So internal peace and external peace. So what's the one thing you wish you knew at the age of 19?
90 or 19? 19.
You're not 90 yet.
No. That time's going to run away so quickly. If I could tell myself, just enjoy it, Vanessa. It's not coming back.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good advice. If you were not living in Sweden, where would you be living?
I'd probably be in Dubai or somewhere there in the Middle East, because that's where I was living before. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you could offer one piece of advice to upcoming data leaders, what would it be?
Don't give up. It is a challenge. Don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep evangelizing. The communication, the evangelizing never stops.
Mm, true. Absolutely true. Where was the best vacation you've ever taken?
Always in Goa.
Goa, fantastic. I love Goa. Very good memories of Goa. What's the one city you've always dreamed of traveling to?
I'm not big with the travel, actually. Very happy to sit at home and just watch the rice fields from my balcony.
Watching rice fields from your balcony, fantastic. So what's the best lesson your parents ever taught you?
You respect your food.
Respect your food. Interesting.
You know, we were were not allowed to sit with your elbows on the table.
Okay.
With your feet on top when you had food at the dining table.
You needed to be disciplined and focused on your food.
Yes. And I tried to tell my girls as well, you know, respect the food. We've got food on the table.
Absolutely. I agree. What's your favorite food?
It's egg, you know, rice mixed with egg and a tomato.
Very nice.
It's favorite when there's nothing else left.
It's like your midnight snack?
Yes.
Ah, yeah, perfect. What's your favorite podcast?
It's yours.
Don't be silly. No.
Seriously, you know, I hack into your account to try and listen to everything that you say.
Well, that's very kind of you. There must be others. I should actually put a disclaimer on the front of that and ask people not to say mine.
I really, really appreciate the stuff that you post on LinkedIn, your podcast. I mean, you inspire a lot of people like me.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Uh-huh. What's a movie that made you cry?
Oh my God, you know, Madagascar last night.
I thought it made you cry with laughter, no doubt.
I mean, oh my goodness.
You
know, it's emotional people. We're Hollywood kind, right? So we have to have stories with a happy end that where you go with your t-shirt.
What would you say is your biggest inspiration?
My mom.
Ah, okay.
She's and a tough one.
Yeah. Okay. That's always good to have a tough mom. It's a bit of tough love. And you like that with your daughter as well, or your daughters.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the one talent you wish you had?
That I could paint?
Maybe one day it will come. You never know. Practice.
Yes.
What's your favorite exercise when you hit that gym?
I just love to run.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a runner outside, or you're a runner on a treadmill?
I'm in the treadmill. I'm on the treadmill, and then it's, you know, it's the crunching and the other equipment in the gym.
Yeah. What's the one data trend that you dislike?
The data trend. I think the whole challenge of still finding ownership, right? It's still a challenge felt by a lot of organizations, which I'm thinking that, come on, you know, we've been at it for over 10 years. Why are we still explaining why do we need data ownership?
Yeah, true. Now, I think I'm going to go to the answer to this one. Your favorite band?
My favorite band? I think it's still Michael Bublé.
Exactly, it is. What's a superpower you wish you had?
That I could, you know, beam me up, Scotty.
I love that. What's something you don't want to be doing in 10 years?
I don't know.
Okay.
I love what I do today.
Yeah,
it's by choice. You pick what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking back on your life, is there anything you would have done differently?
Nope.
Yep.
I would not have changed anything.
Okay. What's the best thing that happened this year?
I'm actually grateful for not being given the chance to travel. Mm-hmm. I think that I ended in a phase where I was traveling almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the good that has come to me from the whole COVID pandemic? I didn't have to be on a flight every day.
Yeah.
And I got to spend some quality time with the family.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I think that's helped. Certainly, I think that's made a lot of people look at life differently. So do you believe in second chances?
Yes.
What's your greatest talent?
My greatest talent is my ability. I sing.
You sing?
Yes.
Okay. You got to do it now.
No.
Yeah, you said you sing.
But I used to be a piano bar singer.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah. So that's another thing that people don't know about you. Eh?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Wonderful. So what three words would best describe your leadership style?
Transparency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giving people back their power to mm-hmm. believing in the people.
Yeah.
But also being a bit of kick-ass myself.
Good for you. And what are currently your top three data challenges?
I mean, the whole ownership aspect mm-hmm. is still here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is data, and the ownership aspect comes from, you know, we're sharing data with China, with the rest of the world. We will be both collaborators and mm-hmm. Our owners, Volvo. So how do you actually do that, both from a technical perspective, but also understanding the different levels of data?
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, when, especially again with China now, understanding those laws, what is okay, what is not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are very important points. That actually came up on a post of mine on LinkedIn a while back, but we're not delving too much into it. So what are the three words to describe living in Sweden?
You have this, it's simple, it's harmony, and it is, they are wonderful kind of people.
Fantastic. I'm sure they'll love this when it goes out. What's the one thing you had to learn the hard way?
That they are not snobs. You know, because as Indians, you know, you've got to blab them out.
And
when people don't reciprocate,
you
think, you think you're better than me.
Brilliant. Fantastic. How do you handle pressure in your career?
Sometimes you crack under pressure, you know. Yep.
You're human.
But most times it's just, and this has come with, as you get older, as I have gotten older, understanding maybe it's time to just take a step back.
Yeah, true. What did you want to do with your life at the age of 12?
I wanted to be, I wanted to be a singer, dancer, a model, you know, yes.
You wanted it all?
I wanted it all.
Which is the way it should be for a 12-year-old. And so, apart from the painting, my final question is, what's something you still like to learn?
I think that the art of patience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's mostly because I'm so ambitious and I wanted everything yesterday. My ambition sometimes makes me not a very nice person to work with.
Okay. So on that note.
Trying to get that in place.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Vanessa Eriksson. It's great to know you and the person behind the leader. Thank you for your
time.
And I wish you a wonderful day.
Thank you, Samir.
Thank you.